I have four words for you this morning. The first is why. The second is suffering. The third is redemption. And the fourth is hope. Why? Why did it come to this? The execution of an innocent man. The forces of darkness are real. Think about the participants in that drama. Basically, they're good people. They're just trying to make it in life like you and I are trying to make it in life. They cared about their families, their children, their community. People like you and me. Yet how in that drama, because they were good people, could things go so terribly wrong? Do you suppose it's the same capacity in them that we find in us? The forces of darkness are real. Take the crowd. As Jesus enters the holy city, the mission is full of hope and promise. And his followers shout with joy. They're excited. They're laying down palm branches. This is going to be the final triumph. The renewal of Judaism and God's love is going to be proclaimed to the world. People support that entry, and yet, just a couple of days later, crucify him! Crucify him! The fickleness of the crowd. Are you and I fickle? Or Pilate? A key player in the drama because he had the power. But here he was with authority from Rome in this godforsaken part of the world trying to make sense of how to govern. And the Jewish leaders bring this incredible problem. And finally, he confronts Jesus. He has an opportunity to meet him face to face. Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus responds, you say so. Pilate probably doesn't understand why they brought him here. Doesn't understand what they're really asking for, the death sentence. He doesn't see any issue. But then again, he doesn't want to get in trouble with Rome either. He doesn't want this godforsaken post to be his last one. What does he do? He does the politically expedient thing. He yields to the demands of the Jewish leaders. He allows Jesus to die. Have you or I ever done the expedient thing? Well, we thought it might keep the peace in the short term, only perhaps to find out later that we were wrong. Yes, so many players in the drama. Peter, that must have been the darkest moment for Jesus. Here was Peter, the man who knew him best, who traveled the hills of Galilee, who'd come to Jerusalem, who'd been so close to Jesus. And yet at crunch time, when Jesus is arrested, and they identify, the slave girl identifies Peter as being one of the people who was there present with Jesus, knowing him well, Peter denies him. And he does it within the hearing of Jesus. It must have been an incredibly lonely, terrible, awful moment for Jesus to be deserted by the person who was closest to him. The forces of darkness are real. It's important for us never to underestimate them in the world and in ourselves. The second word is suffering. It's pretty clear the forces of darkness can lead in that direction. The suffering of Jesus, that's our focus. The passion is the way we describe this story. And passion is related to suffering. And passion was also the zeal that Jesus had in entering the holy city with his followers. It was the passion to proclaim God's love in a new way. Did they realize how much it would cost them to do that? And yet Jesus was resolute. He continued on. He had opportunities when he could have gotten out of it, when the scene and the narrative might have changed, but he kept on. Because he was passionate about the new proclamation of God's love, he was willing to accept the consequences. He was the one who gave and gave, never counting the cost, and giving his life away. He voluntarily did it. He could have gotten out of it. But he entered the suffering and pain because he was passionate about this new vision. One of the words related to passion is compassion. Compassion is the idea that to suffer with, that God suffers with us. God suffers with human beings. That God is not detached from all the things that happen to us that aren't right in the world. That God is right there beside us in the midst of our suffering, trying to help us make sense of it all. Why? Suffering. Redemption. When we get to redemption, the scene shifts. We're no longer focused on the people in the drama and the suffering of Jesus. We're now at 30,000 feet looking down on the scene. When we think about redemption, we think about God's plan. God's plan to save the human family. God's plan to proclaim love in the midst of loss and despair. And God's plan, in turn, from 30,000 feet, as God is working out God's purposes of salvation, it becomes our story. It is the story, the central story of the Christian drama. We have this sense in the midst of things that God is somehow working out his purposes in ways we so often cannot understand, but in ways that are redeeming it all. That's the 30,000 foot snapshot of the story. And finally, the fourth word, redemption, gives us a sense of hope. No matter what happens to us, the challenges and opportunities of our lives, each one of us struggles in some personal way with things we don't understand, or slights or hurts or guilts, relationships that are broken. If you haven't got a problem, you will. Life has a way of getting you at different times and putting us against the wall. But when we stay close to this story, we're given a sense of hope, a reason to get out of bed in the morning and greet the day, no matter how hard it may seem, no matter how great the challenge. A sense of hope. So now we enter the final week of our Lord's life. It's like everything slows down now. It's like freeze framing each event. The week inevitably leads us from that time that Jesus shares in the upper room with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane, to Jesus accepting his fate, and finally, on Good Friday, it leads us to keeping watch at the foot of the cross. We watch there. All the suffering and pain of the world gather there. My hope is that as you keep watch at the foot of the cross, that you'll have a sense that God is sitting beside you, that God is with you in the confusion, the lack of understanding, the pain, the doubt, the awfulness. God is right there with us. The week brings us to the foot of the cross. God's plan for us, Jesus' willingness to give his life away. We await a great miracle as we keep watch at the foot of the cross. It's coming soon, but it's not here yet.